There is a popular game called Put a Finger Down. It's pretty straightforward. You start with one or two hands of fingers all extended. Then a statement is made that begins, "Put a finger down if." And then pretty much anything could be said at that point. Like, put a finger down if you like chili. Put a finger down if you've been on an airplane. Or put a finger down if you have washed your sheets this month. It really can be anything, from the innocent to the body. And if you have ever heard of Never Have I Ever, it's pretty much an identical premise. So, let's play a little version of it right now. Only this time, instead of fingers, we're going to use ourselves. I will make a statement, remain standing if you have, then if you haven't done whatever it is, sit down. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, could you please all stand as you are able? Great. So, remain standing if you have made your own clothes. Remain standing if you get up in the middle of the night to prepare for the next day. Remain standing if you take care of a family business. Remain standing if you regularly work all day and then into the night. Remain standing if you always have something to give to those in need. Remain standing if you are always strong and dignified. Okay, if anyone was still standing, I have a couple more that we would go through. I'm very impressed with that, by the way. So there's also remain standing if you laugh just the right amount, and to remain standing if you have never taken yourself too seriously. So nobody got through all of those, and I'm both surprised and not surprised, because our first lesson from Proverbs tells us that these are all of the traits that makes a person of strength, or better translated, a person of valor. These are all the things necessary to be a solid person of God. There's some issues with them, though. And let's just address some of those right off the bat. First, according to the passage, the pinnacle of biblical womanhood can only be achieved by heterosexual married women with children. That's a problem. Second, the ideals are all centered around patriarchal values. And third, the woman that we hear about in Proverbs is confined to her home. Now, Bible scholar Christine Yoder gives what I have found to be the very best summary of this passage. She says, "It is another unrealistic and dehumanizing depiction of women created to entice and promote the values of men." She's not wrong. The person described here sounds far more akin to possibly a spiritualized Martha Stewart than anyone I actually know. And don't get me wrong, I love Martha, especially her strangely excellent friendship with Snoop Dogg. As Martha would say, it's a good thing. But I think we can all admit that it's not very realistic either. At least in this country, there is a pressure on all people, but especially women, to seek after an unattainable ideal. The message that is sent out says that for a woman to feel good about herself, if she is to be a godly woman, she should never rest, but instead be an overachiever, always striving for what is just out of reach. Also, did you know that there is even an organization called Proverbs 31, which is the first passage we read. And this organization seeks to reinstill the qualities found in the scriptural passage in the woman of today, whose, according to their website, hectic pace and culture pull them away from godly principles. But what happens when those godly principles that they tout are unrealistic? It's no wonder, then, that 7 out of 10 girls believe that they are not good enough or do not measure up in some way, including their looks, their performance in school, and their relationships with their family and friends. And while girls and women bear the brunt of this pressure, they are not the only ones. And I wonder if that is why many modern and more progressive biblical commentators no longer look at this passage as only pertaining to women. Sure, the text that we have was originally used to help men discern their perfect bride. But it's become the consensus that these traits need not just be for a man looking for a bride. Instead, they can be read in a more gender-neutral way, expanding to women seeking husbands or same-sex pairings. They can also apply to single people and to families. Let's face it, though, life can get lonely and hard. As a parent and a spouse, I know that there are frequently times where I feel like I am just spinning out of control, striving to be everything for everyone, and yet failing everything and everyone. So I, for one, will say that this list is of no use to us if the end goal cannot be reached. And it's not. It can't be reached. It's simply not possible to be always on, to be all things to all people. It's not. And so, for those like me who need to hear it, stop. Stop comparing yourselves to an impossible standard. Stop trying to do it all. You won't be able to, and you'll just burn out. And so I want to propose something else. What if this passage isn't describing a single solitary person at all? What if it's actually describing relationships within a society? About how we need each other to survive. I don't think any one person is actually meant to fit all of these ideals. Rather, what if each of us do a thing or two within our families and within our communities? Let's play the game again. So we'll start in sitting this time. Stand up. If you have made your own clothes, know someone who does, or has ever bought anything that was made by another. We have one sitting. Okay. Stand up if you worry about things in the middle of the night or know someone who gets up early or goes to bed late because they are caring for others or have ever read about someone like this in a newspaper or a book. Stand if you've ever been to a family-owned business. Stand if there are those in your community who regularly work all day and then into the night. Stand if there are people in places that have something to give to those in need. Stand if you have ever been strong or dignified, no matter how brief. Stand if you have ever had a thought or a feeling that delighted you, whether anyone knew it or not. Stand if you make people laugh, if others make you laugh, or if you have ever laughed just because. Stand if you have ever thought you weren't perfect. You can all sit down. Thank you. A Proverbs 31 individual is not possible. It's not a thing. But if we help each other, it is possible as a group. So I think that a Proverbs 31 society is what we need, where we help each other out, where no one has to go it alone, where people care for one another and the world around them, where we lift one another up instead of constantly trying to tear them down. We are dependent on each other whether we like it or not. And I think it's time, as a world, that we stop pretending that we aren't. So I wonder, how would you go about asking for help? How would you go about receiving it? How would you go about using your talents and gifts to help others? Finding answers to these questions are truly far more precious than jewels.